We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, yes! It's that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, Wendy Williams. So pictures have surfaced of a party from 2007 that from a party that Wendy hosted exclusive. It was an exclusive party. Her husband's mistress was there.
What?
In 2007, 21-year-old Sharina.
Wow.
Homewrecker Hudson.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's 21 now?
No. She was 21 then. She's like 34. Yeah, she's 34 right now.
I mean, it's
the
same thing, but go ahead.
Yeah. So the woman, like I said, she was 21 at the time, and one of Wendy's old co-workers, I can't say his name, introduced them, Sharina, to Kevin Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, right under your own nose, Wendy. So remember I said she's been allegedly his mistress for like 10 years, so this kind of makes sense now that she's always been around. So I don't know if in the picture she was a mistress, or this is probably, it seemed like this was around the time that they met, and then she slowly became the baby mama.
Right.
So I also found out that they allegedly gave birth to a baby girl.
Oh.
So we're going to find out more about that, I guess. And she's still not wearing her ring. I also saw that Kevin Hunter brought Wendy a $40,000 diamond watch.
Yeah.
How the lady give you a baby and then you get Wendy to push present? That's not how you fix your marriage, Kevin Hunter. I don't know, but okay. So second of all, you spend her own money on her own gift. What are you talking about?
Not really, because they're joint owners of the brand.
She the brand.
He has ownership.
He looking like a bum do Isaacs to me. Okay? Let's talk about.
Leave him alone.
Let's talk about.
Get your half, brother.
Let's talk about on somebody else now. Okay? Anyway, Eric Holder, the man who allegedly killed Nipsey Hussle, he's been officially charged with murder. Mm. He has one count of murder, two counts of attempted murder, and one count of possession of a firearm by a felon.
Because
I saw he spent a lot of time in jail. So if he's convicted, he could face up to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He pled not guilty.
Huh?
Right.
How?
This video footage is everywhere. What do you mean? This footage is, but okay. His bond right now was set at $5 million. Whose bond did I say was $7 million?
His was $7 million. Initially, it was $7
million. Are you sure it was him, right?
It was him.
I'm seeing it's $5
million
right
now. Maybe they
lowered it. I guess after, because of this, that was $5 million.
Right.
And his next court date is May 10th. Mm. So now, a man named Chris Darden agreed to be his lawyer. Chris Darden, he was on the O.J. Simpson double murder trial.
Yeah, but he wasn't on O.J.'s team.
Nah.
No, he was on the trial, though.
He was the one who made O.J. put the glove on.
Yes. He blew the case.
So
why would you pick him?
So he's trying to redeem himself.
He better not.
You're on the wrong side of this. You should have been the prosecution or whatever.
I'm saying it.
I don't understand it. Somebody, I think he just want her name in the title.
But I just
want
to know who retained this guy for him.
That's what I'm trying to say. That was my question,
great
too.
Question.
That was my question,
great question,
too. Like,
who was paying for an attorney when you are caught on tape?
You don't even need, you need a fair trial, but you don't need a lawyer because it is what it is.
You're going to get to say you're not guilty when we saw you.
The nerve.
Well,
the audacity.
We've seen other cases where it's like, my playing tricked them.
Speaking of tricks, Jussie Smollett, okay? The city of Chicago, they're preparing to actually sue him now. They were trying to just get him to pay the $130,000 to cover their costs to investigate. They gave him the option. He didn't agree to pay, so now they're going to sue for up to $390,000. Jussie's lawyer says Jussie will not be intimidated, and he might sue them for defamation, claiming that he failed, that he lied about the attack and lied to the police.
They are spending too much time.
This is, like, seriously, Chicago murder rate is still insane. I'm pretty sure there's some other cases y'all have open still. That's what I need to be figuring out.
Brett.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's other crime going on. And y'all have, and shout out to Chicago for having their first gay black mayor, or gay mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all proved y'all point. You know what I'm saying? Homophobia is not big enough that y'all wouldn't get a gay mayor, so we understand what y'all trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other crime that needs to be solved, so let's move on. Y'all let him go. Yeah, that's your L. Just hold that L to the forehead and move on. Let's move on. Let's see. Rihanna's dad, he's still scamming. So in January, remember Rihanna sued her dad for fraudulently profiting off of her company. He was making like Fenty Entertainment. He was trying to do resorts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have sure signed up if I didn't know any
I'm
better.
Just saying, that's his name.
I understand.
That he gave to her.
But yes, it is true.
Give me my money.
But I feel like his last name ain't even Fenty. Uh-oh. I don't remember. Either way, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is he's still trifling. So now he's in trouble for scamming a social media star. Now, you ever heard of Chef Henny? This is the guy that he cooks in a robe and he pours Henny on everything. You've seen his videos, yeah. Biggs. I know we watched the video before.
Yeah. Oh, the so, dude with the Henny robe. He's more Henny-fied than y'all.
No, he definitely is. He pours it on literally everything. It doesn't even make Henny. Sense. It's so wasteful. King, who? Yeah. How does he make his money to buy that Henny anyway? So he has over like 9 million views on YouTube. So Chef Henny said that Ree's dad told him that Rihanna plays an important role in the company. Mm. So poor Chef signed to the dad. And in April 2018, and he was promised a $750,000 marketing budget and only got $50,000.
What?
That's not like Ree's dad allowance, like $50,000. So anyway, Rihanna's dad, he said that the money's being held up by a South American investor. First of all, sir, Rihanna's stationed in North America, so you got your locations, your geography is a little messed up.
Okay.
Your geography, how good is Tagaga, because we know she's your sponsor. So anyway, he wants everything that he was promised and some damages, additional damages, or he's going to sue him.
He want all that Henny on earth.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's like, because he has a following of his own. So it's like, yeah. Dude, like, and he thought, and the guy made him sound like, made it sound like Rihanna was involved, and that was clearly a lie. So this is definitely catching up to him. I don't know where him and Rihanna stand right now. Rihanna, drop an album, period. I don't know what, right. I don't know what your dad doing, but you need to drop an album. Thank you.
With that being said, we are done here. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.